Tom's River South in their away white uniforms tonight. The white helmets and the maroon pants, maroon numerals as well. For Central Regional, the maroon jerseys tonight and the maroon pants as the home team. Eagles across the chest in gold, gold trim, gold numbers, and the maroon helmets with the yellow C on either side. We started off here in Central Regional, hopefully taking you all the way through to state playoff and a final action, which will be early December. It will be Tom's River South to receive the football here first. They will move in the end zone to our left.
Matt, Ned, while these teams are, this is a non-divisional game, these schools have a long history, a long rivalry. They're what, about from as the bird flies, about 5 miles from one another, played Pop Warner with each other, grew up with one another. There should be a lot of intensity here as these two schools go at it. And of course, throw in the fact that it's the season opener. And of course, teams always juice for that opener. And you have Willie Jacobs making his head coaching debut for Central.
Khalil Green and Russell Messler going back deep, splitting the field at the hash mark, standing at the 15-yard line for Tom's River South. It will be number 78, Josh Foca, to kick it off here. The senior offensive defensive lineman also doubling as the kickoff man. Short squib kick here to get things going. It is fielded by one of the up men for Tom's River South, who promptly falls on the football, fielded by Joe Berlinski. And here comes that potent offense of Tom's River South, at least Ron Signorino Jr. hoping potent again this year off a state playoff berth a season ago, 4-6 overall in 2012. The quarterback, number one, Tymere Berry, 6 foot, 175 pound junior. In the backfield, Otis Carney, 6'1", 200 pound senior. The slot men, Khalil Green and Billy Kosh, and Jesse Palazzo, the tackles, Jimmy Allen, Mike Rutter, the guards, and Brendan Kelly is the senior center. On first down and 10 from the 34-yard line, we get it up and running. It'll be a motion play and a handoff to Green, who slips it the line of scrimmage and is marked for no gain on the play. Make it second and 10.
Well, Kevin, I remarked to you in the pregame that the field is a little bit wet, and there was your first indication as Green slipped down just as he got the handoff from Tymere Berry.
Central 4-4 defense. Talk about it in a second. Quick flare pass to the outside. Messler will make the catch, take it out over the 40-yard line for a decent gain of about 5 yards to about the 41, where it will be third down and 4. Jesse Brown, Josh Foca, the ends, Antanasio Carrillo, and Nick Conley, the two tackles, Michael Quick and Daniel Scardigno are the two outside linebackers, Joe Bailey, Liam Christensen inside, Alex Fernandez, and Javon Hardy, the corners, and Sean Valencia is the safety. Here's the give up the middle for Carney. He's off to the races, and he is going to go. This one, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Made that one look pretty easy. Let's call it a 59-yard touchdown run for Otis Carney. High potent offense, high early easy results, and Tom's River South leads 6-0.
Third down and 4 situation. Berry has the option to hand the ball to Carney or pull it out of the belly and keep it himself. He saw the hole. I could have ran through this one. Otis Carney just went straight down the field. 6 points. Didn't take long, 1:07 for the Indians to get on the board.
Not even touched as he took it through the line and then broke the second level as well. Russell Messler on for the extra point. That is up, and that is good. First score of the season puts Tom's River South on the board, 7-0. We step out for 30 seconds, back with more of the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Sunnies Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 1057thehawk.com.
Back here from Joseph J. Boyd Memorial Field. Opening drive for Tom's River South results in 7 on the board for the Indians. It'll be the Golden Eagles' turn here. A squib kick picked up at the 15-yard line by Jordan Hardy. He will take it out to about the 30, stood up and stacked there, where it will be Central's football on a 1st and 10. 10:44 to go here in the opening quarter. Tom's River South off a 59-yard touchdown run from Otis Carney. Leads it 7-0.
And our first score of the night is brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with 6 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County, designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
Marcus Drumright will come out with a 3 wide receiver set to open the game. Tight end set to the right side of the formation is Sean Valencia. Single back will be Javon Hardy, the 5'10", 190-pound senior. Drumright also a senior. High snap, fields it, flips it to the outside. That catch is made by number for Jordan Hardy, who will work his way forward and get just over the line of scrimmage. Tackle made by Billy Kosh. Up front, John Phoebus and Jesse Brown are the two tackles. Nicholas Solomon and Josh Foka are the two guards. And Paul Kudarauskas is the senior center. We'll see Thomas Koning, Isaiah Akers at the wide receiver spot. We've already now seen Jordan Hardy, Michael Yeager, and Javon Hardy, the two starting running backs. But it will be a three wide receiver package here again for Central Regional on second and nine. Drumright wants to throw, flares it to the outside, catch is made. It's Akers to haul it in. He'll be pushed out of bounds around midfield. Jared Egan, the corner, fell down. Told you that even though on a great night for football, no win, and game time temperature around 70 and falling, the field a little bit slick.
Akers, a young man with a little extra motivation. He is a transfer student from Toms River South.
4-4 defense for the Indians. Up front at the ends, Jimmy Carney and Jesse Palazzo. Quentin DiCarlo and Sergio Hernandez. The two tackles, Billy Kosh, Joe Berlinski outside. Russell Messler and Jaden Kosh inside. Secondary coming up after this first down play right from midfield. Drum right checks over the defense. Three wide receivers set, two left, one up top to the right. Here is the give to Javon Hardy. He'll push the pile forward to the 44-yard line. Gain of six before Jimmy Carney will take him down. Rest of that 4-4 set in the back. Justin Schumann and Jared Egan the corners, and Otis Carney is the single safety.
Walt Ramsey, the longtime assistant coach, the offensive coordinator for Toms River South. Ron Signorino Jr., the Toms River South, excuse me, Ramsey, the offensive coordinator for Central. Ron Signorino Jr., the head coach, is also running the defense this year for the Indians.
Koning and Jordan Hardy will split out this time. Slot receiver combo, wide side of the field. The offensive right. Akers will stay near sideline left. Man in motion is Koning across the formation. Drumright wants to throw. It's Akers to make the catch down inside of Indian territory, a little bit further down to the 35-yard line. Gain of nine and a first down. Good opening drive here for Central Regional.
Like the idea of getting the quarterback Drumright some confidence with nice short passes. Let him get a little rhythm. The Golden Eagles, after trailing early with a good opening drive, Matt, as you've said, with Drumright leading the way.
As potent as the offense for Toms River South expected to be. Most of their question marks probably on this side right now, the defensive side. On first and 10 from the Indian 35-yard line. Two backs this time of the backfield. Here's the give up the middle for Javon Hardy. He'll get forward for a yard to the 34. Jimmy Carney on the tackle from his defensive end spot. Second and nine with 8:35 to go and rolling in the first quarter. Indians lead 7-0.
Well, the Indian defense this year, guys, is going to be a very upfront, outstanding, aggressive defense. They are not going to sit back and play situation football. They think they have enough speed in the backfield to cover people one-on-one. They're going to turn some linebackers loose.
4-4 set. They'll stick with that. They walk the outside backers up just a little bit. Koning in motion from right to left. Fake pass to Drumright. Wants Koning down the near sideline. Had him open, but overthrew him. Little long and towards the sideline a bit much. Well-designed play on a fake swing pass to the outside for Akers. Goes as just an exciting incompletion and brings up a third and nine.
Well, that's an opportunity that was missed because, as you said, Matt, the fake really froze the corner and Koenig was wide open down the left sideline, but Drumright overthrew him just a little too much on that one. Third down and nine.
Clock stopped with 7:58 to go in this first quarter. Akers going to split himself way wide out to the right side of the formation. Plenty of room up there. Wing that direction is Yeager. He'll motion across. Here comes the blitz. Little pitch to the short side of the field. Hardy will get through the first level and then get corralled at the 31-yard line. A gain of just about 3, maybe 4 yards. It'll bring up fourth down and long. Kosh on the tackle and in that area of the field where most teams would likely go for it. Looks like Central will. It'll be fourth down and we will call it a long six.
Kind of no man's land, really. There's no really reason to punt. And obviously way too far for a field goal attempt, so the Central team will go for it. Let's see if the Indians go after Drumright with some pressure this time. As Ed said, they are expected to be a very aggressive unit this fall.
Koning and Jordan Hardy near sideline left. Yeager in the wing to the right. He'll motion across again from right to left. Drumright wants to throw. Here comes that pressure. Flips it up over the top. He's got a man. The fullback Yeager into the open field. Deep flat. Tackled at the 22-yard line. That will be enough for a first down on an about 11-yard pickup.
Boy, what a nice, well-executed play. And give Drumright credit because a lot of pressure, Ed. He stood in there and completed the pass.
Well, the Indian linebackers, Matt and Kevin, as you see, are only about 2 yards off the football. I think they got to, you know, back it up a little bit because that time the inside backer got burned a little bit by the fullback. And when fullbacks beat linebackers, you could be in a lot of trouble.
Akers this time near sideline left. Koning and Jordan Hardy up top to the right. Javon Hardy will get the carry. Off tackle to the right side. Bounces it a little bit wider. Down inside the 15. Down inside the 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown Central. Javon Hardy marches it in from 22 yards out. And we are an extra point away from a tie ball game with 6:32 to go in the first quarter.
Well, both teams strike on their opening drive. That was a really well-executed drive by the Golden Eagles. They mixed it up on the ground and run and on the ground and in the air. And the result is the Hardy touchdown, an extra point away from evening things up.
Josh Bellamy on for that extra point to tie it at 7. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. Wobbly kick, but it is no good. Thought it was able to hook in, but goes and pushed a little bit to the left. The score will hold at 7-6 with 6:32 to go. We step out for 30 seconds. The Indians up by a point. Opening night of the high school football season here on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game is indeed presented by Sonny's Recycling in Weartown. If it's around your house or construction site, turn it into cash. Always the highest price paid. No item too big or too small at Sonny's Recycling.
Second kickoff of the night for Central Regional. This one will go all the way back from Foca to the last line. Messler picks it up inside his 20-yard line. Able to get forward to the 30 where it will be first and 10 for the Indians. Opening drive, a long touchdown run from Otis Carney. That made it 7-0. Central able to get within a point of tying it up after a missed extra point. We're at 7-6 right now with 6:25 to go. Quarter number one here on 105.7 The Hawk, ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
As the Central defensive coordinator, first time out on the field, saw the Indians hit a big one for a touchdown. We'll see what kind of adjustments they might have made.
Darius Hart will come near side wide receiver. Green in motion. Triple option off the left side. Berry will run his way into a lot of maroon jerseys for a short gain. Carrillo, the first man on the scene. Gain of about 2. Make it 2nd and 8. Tymir Berry, Kevin, took over this team a couple games into the season a year ago.
And at times he was spectacular. Put on a little weight and gotten a little taller and only a junior.
Green and Kosh, the two slot men. Everybody into the pattern here. Looking over the middle. This one is almost intercepted. Great read on an intended pass for Khalil Green. Alex Fernandez, the junior corner, stepped in front of it but could not hang on. Make it 3rd and 7.
Poorly thrown that time by Berry. That was Fernandez's interception. Just dropped the ball. Would have been a big turnover for the Eagles.
Four-man front here for Central. Four backers marched off the line. 3rd down and a long 6. Let's even call it 7 for Tom's River South. Tight formation. They bring the wide receivers in. Here's the carry for Berry. Good strength. Able to push forward and get a first down. Central had him stop for a gain of 3. It turns into a gain of about 7, and the chains will move.
So here's what's frustrating for Central. First series, they had South on a 3rd and 4. Carney goes 59 for a touchdown. This series, they had the 3rd and 7, and Berry gets 9 and gets the first down. You cannot give that up on the ground like that.
On 1st and 10 from the Indian 42-yard line. Couple of play fakes. Now a roll to the right side. Over the middle. Catch is made by Khalil Green in Central Regional territory. Down inside the 40-yard line to the 39. Fernandez on the coverage and the tackle. So many weapons for Berry to work with. When four guys go out in a pattern, Messler, Hart, Kosh, and Green, that you can't really double-team anybody.
No, just too many weapons. You're exactly right, Matt. Going to be a long year for defenses against the Indians.
Flare pass to the outside. Green will catch it behind the line, then get tackled at the line of scrimmage. Nice open field tackle made by Michael Quick, the junior outside linebacker. Make it 2nd and 10 as we tick down inside of 5 minutes here already in this first quarter. 7-6, Tom's River South, the advantage.
Indians don't go in the huddle. They come right to the line of scrimmage and call the play from there.
Hart, near side wide receiver. The give up the middle is to Carney again. And a shoestring tackle away from breaking it. Did fumble the ball at the end of the play, but they will rule him down. And it will bring up another first down. Want to check that as well. That was actually Javian Harris who carried the football and not Carney, who will come back in here on 1st down and 10. Trips formation this time to the right side of the formation. Single man back up top to the left. Carney back in, will get the carry on first and 10, running into the line, breaking off a couple of tackles, stays on his feet, and then pushed out of bounds after a long gain. It will be another first down for Toms River South.
Of course, Central had him stopped about 2 yards into the category, but nobody wrapped. They just kind of hit him, and Carney just kept churning and then busted it outside and nearly scored.
Carney will check out, and the Indians will put Khalil Green back as the tailback. Power and speed for maybe more of just a speed man in Green. First and 10 from inside the 10-yard line. Here is Berry rolling out to the left side. Dives towards the goal line. Will get inside the 5-yard line down to about the 2. Tackle made by Jordan Hardy coming up from the secondary. Second and goal now for the Indians. Inside of 4 minutes to play in this first quarter. Toms River South looking for their second score in as many possessions. Again, Green, the single back behind Berry. Kosh is in motion. The give will be to Green up the middle. A little bit of forward progress, but not enough to get towards the goal line. Stacked up just inside the 1. Make it third down and goal. Carrillo again leading the charge for that Central defense. Carney looks like he's coming back in, and he will. Maybe a good spot to get him the football
on. Yeah, I think this is all him right here.
Third down and goal from inside the 1. Carney and Berry come together. I'm not sure who actually had it one way or the other, but I'll tell you that Toms River South just scored their second touchdown of the night.
Tymir Berry, Matt, kept it. He rode Carney in. They both into the end zone by 2 yards. Give the touchdown to Tymir Berry.
All right, so Berry scores from a yard out. They both basically fell over the goal line as Messler on for the extra point out of the hold of Kosh. Justin Schumann, the long snapper. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, knuckled through, and good. 14-6. Our score with 3:11 to go in the opening quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Getting set here for another kickoff. We've had end-to-end action. 3 possessions so far and 3 scores. Central Regional will get their crack with it. They'll send back number 8, Isaiah Akers. Number 4, Jordan Hardy. Messler with a good charge into this one. It will go out of the back part of the end zone and come out for a touchback. 3:11 to go, quarter number 1, 14-6. Toms River South leads.
You know, Messler, kind of an interesting player, Matt. He's an outstanding football player. He'll be on the field the whole night, offense, defense, and of course he kicks, but it's not his best sport. He is one of the top baseball players, if not just in the short but maybe in the state, and he has already accepted a scholarship offer to Rutgers University for baseball.
Will be a key man on the football field, however. He is really a tremendous all-around athlete. First down and 10 from the 20-yard line for Marcus Drumright. Second set of downs here for Central. Quick pass to the outside. That is caught behind the line of scrimmage. Thomas Koning hauls it in, makes a man miss, and then comes forward to about the 25. 5-yard pickup, pushed out of bounds by Kosh. Make it second and 5.
And at some point, you would think the South cornerbacks might come up a little bit more as Central continues on this short passing game.
Well, if you remember, Kevin, in that first possession, the corners were a little tighter, and they ran the out and up, and he was wide open, but Drumright just led him a little bit too deep. So I think that is sticking in their minds right now.
On second down and a long 5, Jordan Hardy, near side wide receiver with Koning in the slot. Movement up front. Jimmy Carney jumped across the line. I didn't see anybody from Central move in their front 5. This should be an offsides against the Indians.
Referee Charlie Bauer makes the signal. It is a 5-yard penalty, and that will result in a Central first down. 2:21 left in the opening quarter. 3 possessions, 3 touchdowns.
Jimmy Carney, no relation to Otis Carney, the outstanding running back.
On first down now and 10 from the 30-yard line. Drumright, long cadence. Gets the snap out of the shotgun. Little delay drop. Play up the middle for Javon Hardy. Pickup of close to 3 yards.
The late flag.
Late flag. There was some pushing and shoving after the tackle.
Yeah, I think it's on the white team. That'll be the Indians.
Quentin DiCarlo made the tackle, and after a 3-yard pickup.
Unless they call it on both, Matt.
Would be second and 7, but let's check the flag here. It will be a personal foul against Central.
Yeah.
Which will back up the Golden Eagles.
That was a retaliation foul.
I think it had to be something said as well.
Exactly. Never fails. They always get the second kid.
Two teams played a year ago. Central won this football game 29-26.
Last second field goal, right, Kevin?
Yes, absolutely.
It's no secret that, you know, we've documented it, that there's some bad blood between these two teams. There have been some transfers that have gone back and forth between the two schools, so coaches like to drum up that situation.
Second down, let's call it 20. Jordan Hardy across the formation from right to left. Drum right wants to throw. Flares to the outside, has Akers. Good block downfield by Hardy. Past the original line of scrimmage out to about the 32-yard line. Gain of 12. That's been a pretty effective play so far for Central. That quick pass to the outside.
So Central, there's a Toms River South defender down on the field.
It's Darius Hart, number 7, who pops up.
21, I believe
that's
it is.
That's Messler.
That's Messler.
Hart was there as well. Messler stays down.
I saw Messler as he went down pound the turf in frustration.
Training staff coming over.
Headed up by Deb Moranti, the longtime athletic trainer here at Toms River South.
Injury occurred right on the Central sideline, so the Indians, both teams have been told to go to the sideline. That's not a good indication.
Kevin, just talking about Messler on the scholarship to Rutgers to play baseball. Hopefully it turns out to be nothing serious.
He is sitting up now, but still looks like in a lot of pain looking at the left leg knee area.
Well, that is certainly never a good sign. I was going to give you the injury report, Matt, and tell you that, you know, the good news is if you look on the sidelines, very often you see injured players in a jersey but not in uniform, and you really don't see that tonight. So both teams come into this game relatively healthy, and we'll see what the status of Messler is. Our injury report is brought to you by the Matthew J. Morahan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. There's 1:27 left in the opening quarter. Why don't we take a 60-second timeout? We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Sunday's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network.
Check them out at CleesBarAndGrill.com.
When recovering from an injury, you